Carol, last name is K-A-U-R, last name S-U-R-I-N-D-E-R, 74158. Chief Mitch, 46-year-old female defense officer, complaining of pain is swelling on top of her right foot and the outside of her right ankle, period. Especially in those pictures, take this about pain has been going on for about 2 weeks, getting progressively worse. She is on her feet or for a job as a clerk at Health South Rehab Hospital, period. She does give the history about 4 years ago. She was closing a movable gate that started to fall on her, and it hit her right foot and ankle, period. She had x-rays taken in the emergency room at that time, and they told her there was no fracture, just a bruise and swelling, period. Went away, and the pain resolved. Now she's having pain on the outside of her right ankle, but it's been since she's had increasing pain in the ball of her right foot, period. She presents safe for body care, period, passed medical referred by Dr. Raju Patel, last name P-A-T-E-L, Raju, R-A-J-U, period. Past medical history, Dean Sharpe's again, rheumatology. There's mild rubor with obvious everything on the dorsal aspect of the right foot. That's exclusively intended for palpation over the second and third metatarsals, period. Brass or salus piece, and proposals are 2.04, capital frontalis in 2 seconds. That's a great dose, period. Skeletal pathology, medium to higher foot with collapse in medial longitudinal arch weight bearing period is exclusive pain of patient mid shaft of the second metatarsal and on medial lateral compression of the mid and forefoot a period or the forefoot a period. This is consistent with a stress fracture period. Neurological patients in Torian's Gracie attack. Continuing under the skeletal pathology. There's minimal pain of patient over the lateral aspect of the right lateral malleolus inferior to the ankle a period. Inferior to the ankle joint and the malleolus, period. Neurological patients in Torian's Gracie neck by period, pain in node above period. I attempted to review a disc taken at Dr. Patel's office yesterday with x-rays, but I was unable to view it on three different computers, period. I take three views today, APM on lateral radiograph of the right foot. There's clearly a suspect area on the medial cortical margin. Mid-shaft, the second metatarsal, right foot. This is exactly where the patient's clinical symptoms are the worst. This is consistent with a non-displaced stress fracture of the second metatarsal on the right foot, period. There appears to be no abnormalities around the ankle joint on the lateral view, period. I do not take other views of the ankle because the patient is not symptomatic around the ankle, primarily symptomatic around the ankle, period. Assessment of stress fracture, second metatarsal right foot, 2, edema right foot, 3, foot and ankle pain, plantar 1. Discuss treatment option 2. Patient will get the pain medicine that Dr. Patel gave her for pain, but I give her samples of Celebrex 200 mg QD for swelling and inflammation so she can take that during the day and function at work. 3, she's hit with a cast boot, checked IDs appropriately, 4, she returned out within 10 days of follow-up care, and an initial visit of patient Surrender Core 74158. Next is a chart on Billy BZF, listen, BIZIEFF, present BILLY 5629. Patient turns out to follow care for ulceration with edema on the left leg. Period, she's doing better, she has edema on the right leg, but that's not as bad, period. Pick those down with the ulceration down to 15 by 25 millimeters, good granulation tissue, and the edema decreases significantly on the left leg to 1 to 2 plus edema. On the right leg is still 2 to 3 plus, but the rubor and erythema of the anterior aspect of the right lower leg has decreased significantly, period. Assessment, recurrent venous stasis ulcer left leg with edema resolving to chronic edema with venous stasis, skin changes, but no opening drainage discharge of right leg, foot and leg. Plan number 1, review finding a patient. Review finding a patient, discuss treatment number 2. The ulceration comes with saline, addressed with a Una boot once again on the right left leg to treat the wound and reduce the swelling. 3, she will turn out as 1 week false care, intervention Billy BZF 51029. Next is a chart from Kimberly Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S versus K-M-B-E-R-L-Y 60144. Patient returns to the office today complaining about pain on the in front of the left leg. Period. Pain in the front of the left lower leg. Period. She's been going on for a couple of weeks, getting progressively worse. Period. She works out in the gyms on her feet, allowing for a job. Period. She's orthotics that she wears. I've been very comfortable in giving her a lot of support in her ankle and arches. She hasn't had any pain in her feet since she's been wearing them, but since she wears them every day, she needs a new pair as they are breaking down. Dexter examples a pair in her shoes now. I've started to break down. The heel post is starting to separate slightly. Period. Fluid evaluation reveals pain on the anterior tibial tendon down to the myotendinous junction over the anterior lower anterior aspect of the left lower leg, and as it crosses over the left ankle, period, it's consistent with the anterior tibial tendon anterior tibial muscle strain and a mild tibialis anterior tendonitis. Period. Assessment. tibialis anterior tendonitis with muscle strain, left foot and leg. Flexible cables with abnormal patient controlled orthotic. Every three, history of plantar fasciitis controlled orthotics. Plan number one, review plantar fasciitis treatment. Number two, patients discontinued from two particular activities, hiking in the mountains and lunges at when she's in the gym to relieve pain over the left lower leg. We request authorization for a new pair of orthotics for her work shoes. Three, she returned out in 2 weeks to find things fencing, or for biomechanics and production period nursing. Kimberly Curtis, 60144. That chart in the right of state, unless it was SLAYTON, RILEY 71931. Patient turns out today, relative to a painful lesion in the planters for the left foot period. They say today, I've not seen patients since the end of November. I was supposed to see her in December, but with Christmas vacation, or school, Christmas and school vacation, they were not around a period. She presents today for biological care, says she's not painful. Period, she likes, put the medicine on last night. Dexamethasone was a macerator, about the size of a nickel, in the plantar aspect of the medial, plantar medial aspect of the left heel. The lesion upon debridement is still approximately 4 by 4 millimeters, and mildly turned about patient. Period, is not completely resolved. It's slightly better, but it's definitely not resolved. Period. I show the mother the size and the size of the lesion. Period. It has some painful plantar soft tissue lesion, plantar left foot. Minimally improved with topical medicine, plan number one. Debride lesion two. I recommend the patient continue with a topical clear away medication, using it as instructed. She returned to Elvis in 4 weeks for reevaluation. Period. It's not feeling better at that time. I'd recommend excision. Period. And internal patient Riley Slayton, 71931. Next is our carry doctor. Last name is DOCK. TER for CARIE 48651. Patient turns out to see for orthotic check for pain with plantar fasciitis. She's definitely better. The orthotics put the foot well. She does feel some a pressure over her instep because it's holding her arch up. Period. Period. She's also complaining of a tinea or a athlete's foot on both feet. Period. She went to a dermatologist. She gave her some oral medicine for 2 weeks. 2 weeks and then some topical medicine. She cleared up her skin on her hands, but not on her feet. Period. Dexamethasone on the thighs. Fit the foot well, seat well on the shoes. Period. I show the patient how to do a lace lock system for the shoes. Period. There's a tinea pedis by the feet, and obviously onychomycosis of the left great nail. Period. There's minimal pain, no pain of patient in the left heel. Period. Some painful plantar fasciitis symptoms left foot improved. Orthotic every two. Tinea pedis by the feet three. Onychomycosis left great nail. Four foot pain plantar one. Review plantar fasciitis treatment number two. I show the patient a lace lock system to lace up the shoe properly so that she won't get the pressure over her instep. Two. She started on Oxystat cream BID for the skin of the feet. Three. Started on topical formula 3, FORMULA, for the nails. In fact, that needs appropriate. She returned nails in 4 weeks of care, and the chart in her own patient, Carrie Doctor, 48651. Sean Gonzalez, this is a GONZALAZ for some SHAUNA, 52178. Patient returns out safe for her polycarb bunion correction. I put you back in regular work shoes and boots, and she actually she even played some soccer, period. Becker was excellent range of motion with mild edema. The first pain in the right foot, there's no pain or range of motion. Excellent alignment, period. Post-op APM, excellent alignment in the osteonocyte. Screw inside your first tarsal, period. Assessment status, suspending correction right foot, healing well. Plan number one, patient's release will continue with range of motion exercises, sugar and activity tolerance. Three, she understands there's still some swelling in it with activity that will resolve over the next 3 to 4 weeks. And your return helps on a PR basis, period. And Charles and Sean Gonzalez, 52178. Initial is Jessica Hanson, this is H-A-N-S-E-N for some J-E-S-S-I-C-A, 74152. Chief points, 15-year-old female presents self-stating complaining pain in her right heel. Period. This illustration patient states she's conditioning preseason for women's softball, fast-pitch softball. Period. She's at BCHS. Period. She was doing some conditioning on Saturday and felt pain in her right heel. Period. Hasn't gotten worse. Hasn't gone away. Period. Apparently, her older sister had some issues and started wearing some heel cups that she had worn. Period. She presents today for virus and care. Period. Burned by her mother. Period. Past medical history. Immunization is up to date. Patient with usual developmental milestones. Period. Physical exam, dermatology. The temperature, texture, trigger, elasticity, and color of skin. Over the normal limits, the 8-6-point period. Period. Passive Rosales fees. Period. Post-op 204. Captain Flynn time, less than 2 seconds. Dermatologization. Fair customs, all seas coming sinus. Scopology is a medium to higher exposure. Collapse in the medium long-term to one period. No pain inflammation on the left heel, minimal no pain on the right heel, period. Neurological patients, internal injuries, and neck, pain, no drug, period. Assessment, Or radiographs, APM mammographs taken today. They reveal a small irregularity on the lateral view where the calcaneal apophysis has closed on the right heel, not present on the left heel, period. No evidence of infra or retrocochlear acidosis, no evidence of a stress fracture, period. Bone socket in normal limits, period. Lateral view also confirms an anterior mild anterior break in the simuline, consistent with abnormal pronation, period. Assessment, mild contusion with a slight growth plate abnormality, right heel. Two abnormal patient mild feet, 3 foot pain. Plan number one, instruct the patient to get a more supportive running shoe for training in, period. The shoe she has now with the heel counter has no support whatsoever. Two, she's instructed on icing every day after practice. Three, she's wore the heel cups that she got from her sister, as long as they fit her foot shoes well. She will wear these in all shoes. Four, she returned to the office in 4 weeks for reevaluation. She developed positive surgery to determination to Jessica Hansen, 74152.